This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Good day, good day, good day. So blessed to be with you again today on the program Salt and Light. Amen. You are listening to Apostle Brian and myself, Pastor Delia. We are with you today discussing relationships. We want to talk about relationships today, the importance thereof and the do's and don'ts of relationships, the blessings and the good, the bad, the ugly of being in relationships and so forth. You know, we've always said we've heard this from a woman of God, and we absolutely agree with what she said. She said that the currency of the world is obviously money. You know, we trade with money. But she said the currency in the kingdom is relationships. And I somehow agree with her for the fact that many a blessings have come to us as people because of the relationships, because of the people that we know. You know, they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that is the truth. Many a blessings have come, and even heartaches have come because of relationships. So, Apostle Brian, what is your take?
Good day, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space. You know, thank you so much for allowing us your time today. We want to talk about relationships, Pastor Delia, and I really believe that, you know, it is so powerful that when you are, you know, connected to the right people at the right time, you know, there's also people that God will send or assign to you in a season of your life, and there's sometimes people that God will remove, or not necessarily remove from your life, but they will just, you know, disappear or diminish, or whatever you want to say, call it. But I still believe that, you know, relationships is very, very important, because it is a relationship that can open a door for you. It's a relationship that can, you know, put in a good word for you. And so I believe that we must really guard our godly relationships. Yeah. You know, we must really work on that, on guarding that, and safeguarding that, you know, because the enemy knows that if he can destroy a relationship, he might be destroying a potential business, a potential marriage that will flourish, you know, for the kingdom of God. If he can destroy a relationship, there's some relationships, I believe, Pastor Delia, that that the enemy has you know, destroyed through misinformation or
misunderstanding,
mishaps. You know, there's even right now, as we are speaking, there's even family members right now that is, you know, just living lives apart, you know, as strangers, because something happened, and that is from the enemy. Because I believe that, you know, family, God loves family. You know, God, the institution of family, the institution of husband and wife. We see the first family in the book of Genesis. So God is all about relationship and not religion. There's some people, Pastor Dealer, if I can take it a notch up, there's some people that are so good in having religious duties, but they lack in having a relationship with family members, or, you know, a covenant relationships, good godly relationships. Yeah. So I want to talk about that today, Pastor D.
Yeah. And you see it even in ministry, how people struggle to have good relationships. Many times we are God focused and we're extremely spiritual and we love the Lord, but when it comes to loving each other and loving God's people, there's a struggle. And it should not be like that, because the Word of God says, you know, He calls such a person a liar. How can you say you love God whom you haven't seen, but your brother and sister whom you do see, you can't love them and you don't get along with them?
Yeah.
We are called liars if we are struggling to love each other, but we profess that we love God. But we're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back, and then we're going to unpack this issue or this topic regarding a relationship. So hold on. don't go anywhere. I believe it's going to be powerful. I believe it's going to be impactful, and I believe it's going to change your perspective on having, you know, the importance of having good, godly, great relationships. So we'll come back.
Enjoy the song. Well, good day, good day. It's so good to be in your space.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's so good to be. And, you know, talking about this relationship, we're talking about godly or covenant relationships. And it is so important. I like what you said, Pastor Delia, that the currency in the kingdom is relationships, and the currency in the world, we trade with money. But, you know, there's so many relationships that is of God. And I believe that in the time that we are living in, we must differentiate, you know, what relationship is truly from God, you know, and what is not. And, you know, the fruit of the relationship, there will be fruit or evidence that will tell you that this relationship is not really from God, because there's sometimes people in our lives that just subtract. There's two things that people come to do in our lives. They're going to add value to your life, you know, through that relationship, or they're going to subtract all the time, till you feel to the point of draining. You know, I've counseled many a people, and then I could just by the counseling and by the advice and by the things that I hear,
the response,
then I could truly tell myself, but this relationship is actually not of God, you know. This person, or vice versa, you guys are draining each other. It's just not of God. So I believe that, you know, the topic today is we have to guard our godly relationships. And I want to zoom in a little bit on the relationship that David had with
Jonathan.
Yeah, they had such a great godly covenant relationship. Yeah. And I also say, I want to say at the same time, it is so important, Pastor Delia, what you sow in a season, because surely you will reap a harvest.
Amen.
You know, so if you sow good, you know, through godly relationships, to covenant relationships in others, you know, when you sow that, you will reap the fruit of what you sow. And sometimes people, you know, even now you're finding yourself in a season and things is a bit haywire, but difficult. Sometimes you just need to rewind a little bit back, you know, and see, but what did I actually sow in that season for me to reap the fruit as what I'm reaping today? And so I want to say today, this off today, I want to say, you know, when you sow goodness, you will reap goodness.
Amen.
Amen. When you sow kindness, you will reap the fruit of kindness. Amen. But when you sow destruction and division, you know, and this is the thing, Pastor Dealer, we have an enemy. We have an adversary. His name is Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. And he hates godly relationship. He hates covenant relationship, because, you know, not only does it is covenant relationship or relationship a blessing, but it also brings fruit about, you know, when two people is, you know, joined together in holy matrimony, in union by God, by God's divine design, there's so much good that comes from that marriage.
Yes.
There's children that comes from that marriage. There's an inheritance that comes from that marriage.
Yeah.
There's some greatness. You know, I'm looking at my own life, you know, and I'm looking at my children and what seemed, you know, when we met 20 odd years ago, when we, what seemed destructive, you know, God supernaturally, that covenant relationship,
turned it around.
He molded us and he shaped us. Today we have a ministry. Our children is in ministry, serving alongside. And that did not happen automatic.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There was a process. There was there was protocols. There were certain things that we've invested in our children, you know, and now
invested in ourselves,
our time that we spend, and now we are now investing in others to see the kingdom of God come to fruition in other people's lives, to see the potential, to see the gold in others, you know. But this could only take place, Pastor Delia, if there was a relationship, because how can something like that take place if there's no relationship?
Yeah.
And so we have to really guard our godly relationships.
Yeah. I'm reminded of Psalm 91, where the Bible says, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000. There's a strengthening that come, you know, when you walk in unity and agreement.
Mm.
with people, with your better health.
Yeah.
There's a strengthening that comes. There's an authority. There's authority in agreement. One puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000, meaning that there's a greater authority that comes when two people walk together in unity. So when we as a couple, when we pray together, when we declare the same thing together, when we come in agreement with certain things that we want to see happen in our family, over our children, when we speak the same thing, there's a power and authority that is released that far outrides a person that is alone and on their own. You know, there is a power. It's not even a double portion, because 1,000 and 10,000, it's not even double. It's way more than that. You know, so there is power, great power that is released when people walk together in unity.
True. I'm sorry, Marla, that the post of scripture, Pastor Dila, that says, unless the Lord builds the house and unless the Lord builds the city, you know. So in a relationship, the way you discover, you know, you have to find God in it, you know, in a covenant relationship, because when God is in it, there's a saying that said, if God is in it, be sure that you're going to win it, you know. So unless the Lord builds the house, and this is the thing that, you know, and speaking in the lines of marriage, unless God build your marriage, unless God build your house,
your,
you know,
family.
Many people want to build on the building blocks without Christ or God in their lives, and they want success. Amen, hallelujah. And but it's not only just about success. I shared last night in Word School, you know, I believe that in this day and this age, you know, success is nothing wrong to be successful, but God is looking for faithful people. Amen. Faithful in their marriage, faithful in the covenant relationship. There's so many people today that, you know what, their word is not their honor, and yet we find that in the scripture, the Bible says that God is bound by his word. His word cannot change, you know. And so it is when you build a marriage, when you build a business. If God spoke to you about a business, it is so important also with who you build with.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because now, if you build with the wrong business partners, be sure that business is not going to make any sales, or is not going to stand, because God is not the focus of the building blocks,
the
in that business, in that marriage, in that workspace. And so it is so important. And, you know, when zooming into the life of Jonathan and David, they had this kind of relationship. In other words, they had a covenant relationship. You know, there was a covenant that they made. Jonathan was the son of King Saul. And David, at that time, you know, in his life, Saul sought to kill him. Saul, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when an evil spirit entered Saul, you know, and he called for somebody to play, and David played the harp, and you know, and the Bible says that the evil spirit would leave King Saul. But, you know, when that spirit came upon Saul, that evil spirit, King Saul wanted to kill David, you know, and there was that animosity, or, you know, within that. But David and Jonathan had this relationship, this covenant relationship. It was almost like in the Bible says in 1 Samuel 26 verse 9, amen, for who can remain innocent after attacking the Lord's anointed? Amen. So David, because of his love, even that covenant relationship that they had with Jonathan, King Saul's son, you know, he did not even wanted to strike King Saul, although he had the opportunity twice. You know, there is some things in our lives that we do today while we're alive, you know, that will even speak on our behalf, on our children's behalf, when we are not there today. When you are not there, the way you treated people, the way you had a relationship with people, you know, through that, even the relationship now that you have, you know, when we are gone to be with the Lord, amen, our children could go to maybe to that person or what person, unbeknownst to them, oh, but you are the son of Brian and Delia. No, I know your parents. parents, you know, this is what they did. And that, through that, can open the door for your children now, and you are not even there. So this is how important it is in covenant relationship. And this is also how important it is how you treat people. Because people will remember what you did for them in the time of need or distress. But people might forget what you said to them in the time of trouble or distress. And so it's so important how we treat people, you know, and truly the currency in the kingdom is relationship.
You were saying, a good, Pastor? Godly relationship that comes from the Lord, you know, will spill over even to the next generation. We've seen it in our own lives, how our relationship with people or couples or certain people, you know, has spilled over even into our children's lives, that our children and their children are continuing the relationship.
Wow,
isn't that amazing? You know, that sometimes if it's of God, it's even generational.
Sure.
And that is so powerful. You know, when you can bless each other to the point that it carries over to your offspring, and you see them in their relationships and friendships and blessing each other. And so we've seen that, and that is the power of good, godly relationships. So we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back. Do not go away. Let's go to that song.
Good day, good day, good day, ladies and gentlemen. We trust that you enjoy that song. Praise be to God. Amen. What an awesome song it was. And yes, we were talking about covenant relationship. And this is a program called Salt and Light. And I'm Apostle Brian Preston and my beautiful bride, Delia Preston. And we are just enjoying our time in the Lord. Amen. Even this covenant relationship that God called us to when we were in utter darkness. We did not know God. We did not want to know Him. You know, like the Word of God says that we were enemies of the cross. You know, we were alienated from God. We were apart from Him. But because of His great love and this covenant relationship, look where we are today, Pastor Delia. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when I was locked up, you know, I was locked up. I was like, you know, I was an enemy of the state also. And I would not, if you would tell me, you know, through this lovely, godly relationship, you know, that I would have doing a broadcast on Radio K Pulpit, I would have laughed in your face. But look what a relationship, a covenant relationship through Christ. Yeah. I tell someone today,
amazing doors.
I tell someone today that this covenant relationship in Christ, it will take you places and spaces that you've never dreamed of. It will bring you before kings and presidents. It will open doors for you. It will make a way where there seems to be no way, just because you are in a good, godly covenant relationship. Wow.
I'm reminded even now two or three weeks ago that you prayed for people in China on a live broadcast because of a relationship. Because of a relationship, you had to pray for the Chinese.
Yeah, there was about three of them. And, you know, and through that covenant relationship, you know, there's talks, there's stuff in the pipeline, you know. But we trust God because, remember, you know, every good gift, the Bible says, comes from God.
Amen.
And the covenant relationship that David and Jonathan had, as I was speaking, alluding to David and Jonathan, that relationship, Pastor Delia, was actually sealed before God. It was not just a spiritual bond, but it was a covenant for Jonathan. Jonathan made a covenant with David because the Bible says that Jonathan loved David as his own soul. I mean, to love someone, that is like, you know, and to, you know, take that scripture
pervert
that scripture now. All of a sudden, Jonathan, they say now Jonathan and David was like
in a relationship.
They had a good, godly,
clean,
covenant,
pure
relationship.
Brotherly.
Amen. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 3, amen, this was a friendship and peace that was to last throughout their descendants forever. 1 Samuel chapter 20. So it is generational.
Generational.
There is a generational blessing through God, godly covenant relationship. And so God has ordained. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present you today that there is some covenant relationships that God has ordained for your life.
Amen.
That will take you to the next level, that Amen. Will take you from this dimension to another dimension. Amen. Mm. So there is relationships that comes yes. from God. If we read the scripture in context and in content, the Bible says, and many people can just read the scripture, but they don't even really understand. When the Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Now, within that prosperity, now within that plan, there is people that is lined up in that plan
Amen.
To bring the prosperity of God about yes. in your life
yes.
so that people can see the power of God, that this thing, you know, when we go to China and when we go and minister the glorious gospel, that it is in God's plan.
Wow.
It was in God's divine design for you to be in a covenant relationship with so-and-so, or in a business with so-and-so, because that business, that covenant relationship, it will not only affect the two of us, but it will also affect those around us.
Amen.
Because of a good,
Amen.
Godly covenant relationship, Pastor Delia.
And you know,
oh my goodness,
Apostle Brian, what saddens me is that in this day, there's so many people, because they struggle with their own issues, wounds and hurts, and they're not fully whole, fully free, they believe that to be isolated, to be alone,
yeah,
is now the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm better off alone.
I'm better off alone.
It's alive, the devil.
I don't need people, you know, I can make it by myself. It's the biggest deception.
Oaks.
You know, we find ourselves with people that are so lonely.
Mm.
And if they be honest with themselves, so broken because of that loneliness, and they don't realize how it is stunting their personal growth, how it is preventing them from going into the more of God. It's preventing them from truly walking in their God-given purpose
wow.
and destiny.
True.
Because there's just no way that you can make it
on your own.
You cannot fulfill your purpose and destiny by being alone. How are you going to grow? How are you going to mature? We need each other to grow. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, that is how we grow. That's how we are molded and shaped. And if you're not molded and shaped, there's no way you can go on to your next season or to the next that God has for you, because your next season is going to need someone that is more mature.
Absolutely.
You know, someone that is more refined.
Absolutely.
And there's no way that you can do it on your own. Not even you and God alone. God has placed people along your path so that you can be molded and shaped into who He has called you to be. So we have to cut and break this belief system that it's okay to be alone. It's mm-hmm. okay to serve God on your own. It's okay to serve God in your home, you and your TV, you and your YouTube channels, and yeah.
And the new thing, you know, is that social media is a very, very great platform. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very, very great platform. Praise be to God. We thank God for social media. We thank God for the internet and all of that, you know. But also, it somehow steals away the authenticity of relationships, because, you know, things do not always look what they appear.
Yeah,
and that's why when you have to get more out, more in the face of people, and even this social media, you know, it's making us isolated. It can connect people, you know, from Cape Town, South Africa to China. It connects us instantly, but it also can separate us from one another,
yeah.
you know, deeply. And so even within couples, you know, you always say, "But Brian, you're always on your phone, you're always on your phone." And it's the truth. It's sometimes I get quiet and cross and phone, and I'm like, "You also on your phone, you know." Everybody's on their phone.
Yeah.
Everybody's face is in their phone. It's like they have a covenant with their phone. But God wants us to have a because the phone cannot talk back to you. You know, it is a person as iron sharpens iron. Amen, hallelujah. And so God, there is relationships that is truly ordained by God. And this was the kind of relationship. You know, when you read the scripture, Apostle Dina, you said that, I shared earlier on, that God has even prepared people in your future through his relationship, that he's going to connect you at the right time with that person or persons or organization that will propel you into the destiny or his purpose for your life. And so it was just with Saul. Saulus. Mm. Saul, you know.
Apostle Paul
that became
Saul.
And he was on his way to destroy the church. You know, he had letters to go and just make havoc into the church. And and he had an encounter with the Lord on the way to Damascus. I pray today that you will have an encounter with God. Amen. That God will connect you with the right people in the name of Jesus. So Paul had an encounter. Saul had an encounter. And his name changed from Saul to Paul. Amen. But God prepared someone. God said to him, he gave the instruction to go to that particular house. And God already prepared someone to meet Saul at that house to help him. And
to pray for you.
And so that is it with God, you know. When God begins to connect you to good, godly, covenant relationship, I want to say prophetically today to someone that God has already prepared that relationship for you in the years, the months, and the days to come, that will put you on the right path, that will put you on the right track, that will put your business in the right direction, that will put your ministry in the right direction, Amen. That will put the people that is around you in the right direction because of God, of good, godly, covenant relationship. Amen. And it's so, so important. I want to say to someone today, God, your godly covenant relationship.
We call them divine helpers or divine connections.
Amen.
It's divinely brought about by God. Hallelujah. But we're going to go to a song.
The time is flying today.
Amen. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that song. We are having such a wonderful discussion today in the studio about relationships, good, godly relationships that God has ordained. You know, the enemy wants to really break good, godly relationships. And that's why I think so many people struggle in the house of the Lord. There's always issues. There's always strife and division that wants to take place in the house of the Lord. And it's because the enemy knows the power of godly relationships. He knows the blessing that comes from it. And Pastor Brian, you were talking about David and Jonathan, you know, and we were talking about generational relationships that brings about blessing.
Yeah.
I know this, remember the story that David remembered and held his relationship with Jonathan so dear to his heart that even when Jonathan was no more, you know, Jonathan was dead and buried, he Apostle Brian is making faces because I think I'm going on to his territory, what he wants to share.
Go for it, baby. Share what's in
You know, he remembered Jonathan even after many years that Jonathan died, and he said, you know what, is there any person, is there any family of Jonathan that I can be good to? Because Jonathan was good to me, and we had such a powerful, godly relationship. And he asked in the kingdom to find out if there was any relatives left, you know, from Jonathan's family, from his line, his lineage. And there was, and it was Jonathan's son, Jonathan's crippled son that was suffering. His name was Mephibosheth. Tongue twister for me. And Mephibosheth was struggling. He was lame. the nanny that they had dropped him and he was crippled in his legs. He couldn't walk.
That's correct.
And he was poor. He was suffering, you know. And the Bible says that when David found out about Mephibosheth, he said, from today you will eat at my table. You know, he gave him land. He restored Mephibosheth in such a powerful way that that man was never poor again. He never went hungry again. God blessed him through David because David remembered his father and how good his father was to him. And so there's so much power in talking about or even, you know, realizing the importance of relationships.
As I was listening to you, you said you're treading on my territory. No, it's not my it's our territory, baby. It's the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. Even for us being here at Radio Cape Pulpit, this is truly the Lord's doing. I'm constantly, you know, standing amazed of, like I said, shared that, you know, when God opens the door, you know, through a relationship, through godly relationships, you know, when God do a thing, you know, there's not going to be strife. There's not going to be labor and pain, and you know, you'll step into, you know, and this is the powerful thing that, you know, sometimes when it is somebody else's new season, through a godly relationship, it is your season too, because you know the time came when King Saul and Jonathan were both killed, and it was David's season to step into the king. Authority to kind of take over where King Saul and Jonathan left off. So now the season changed. It was David's new season to step in as king. And when David sat on the king's chair, he began to think of, but isn't there anyone in Saul's house that I may do good to? Like you said, you know. So the seeds that you sow today.
Sure.
The seeds that you sow today, the good rewards that you do today for others,
amen,
would be the fruit that your children eat tomorrow, amen, when you are not there. Was this man called by the name of Mephibosheth. And King Saul, King David, amen, he found him. He found that boy, that young man, Mephibosheth. And he knew that he knew because of the goodness of Jonathan, his covenant brother, his covenant. Remember, it was Jonathan warned David many times, eh? David, my father's after you.
Helped him to escape.
Yeah, David, go this
saved
way.
His life
yeah, David,
many times.
Here's a plate of food. David, here's my robe. Here's my this. Yeah. David, here's my ring. There was a time when David wore his ring, you know, Jonathan's ring. So David remembered. And that's why I'm saying today to us, ladies and gentlemen, the things that you do for people today, especially in their time of need, it is not in vain when you go and visit those who are in hospital, those who are in prison, when you do good to those that is in night shelters. You never know, amen, hallelujah, who you might find in that place that will be a blessing to your generation,
amen,
when you are not there. And this was the relationship that they have. And when King David stepped in, you know, his season changed, but also Mephibosheth.
Amen.
Because after that, when David's, I want to say prophetically, there is people, when their season changes, your season will change too.
Sure.
Because you are connected to that person's season. You see, because God is in charge of times and seasons. God does not work. God does not live in time and seasons. But God, amen, he is in charge of times and seasons. So when he lifted King David, he also was going to elevate Mephibosheth. And David's words was, for as long as you live, you will sit at the king's table. I want to prophesy today that for as long as you are doing good in this earth, you will sit at the king's table. I want to say to someone today, maybe they've excluded you. Maybe they have chased you away. Maybe they have written you off. But I want to say, as long as you are obedient to God's word, there is a place at the table for you at God's table. Hallelujah. There is is a space for you. I want to say prophetically that God sees you. Remember, Pastor Delia, many people forgot about Mephibosheth. In fact, that when you were lame or when you had a disability, it's like you were poor in those days. You had nothing. And it felt to Mephibosheth that everybody forgotten about him. He felt maybe worthless. Maybe you are feeling worthless. Maybe you are feeling without hope. Maybe you are feeling that, hey, everybody has forgotten about me. But I want to say to someone today that God has not forgotten about you. Because when your covenant relationship, when that comes together, there will be a lifting and a sifting. There will be a remembrance. Amen, hallelujah. And David said his words was, Mephibosheth, for as long as you live, you will sit at my table. And you know what happened, Pastor Delia? Because of the seeds that Jonathan sowed into the life of David. You know what? Not only did Mephibosheth sat at the table of King David, but he reinstated every property that was in the name of his father. Everything that was in his name of his father. He reinstated his property. He reinstated his possessions. Yeah. He reinstated his slaves. They were servants.
He became wealthy.
They were servants at Mephibosheth's light and at his left. Amen. From that day onwards, as Mephibosheth sat at the king's table, it was like he was a royal prince himself because he was reinstated.
Amen.
I want to declare to you today that when you serve God in integrity, when you walk in the reverential fear of the Lord, the Bible says that he who watches over Israel neither slumber nor sleep. I want to say to someone today that God will remember you. He will remember your name because you see your seed. Did you know, Pastor Delia?
Your seed will speak.
Your seed is alive. Amen. Did you know that your seed, did you know, Pastor Delia, that your seed, that when you sow a seed into the kingdom of God, your seed has a voice.
Yeah.
And your name is on that seed. And God is the God who remember.
And seed is not just monetary.
Seed
is being that friend.
Come on.
You know, that loyal, faithful friend. Seed is sharing your resources, whatever God has placed in your hand. Seed is taking the time out, you know, and just loving on people. All of those, all the good that you sow, those are all seeds that will speak for you, you know. I've heard someone say, many people, they sow a seed today and expect a harvest today. No, a harvest takes time. That seed needs to grow and multiply. Amen. And at the appointed time, you will begin to see the harvest. You will begin. I'm reminded of even my mother. My mother was a wonderful woman of God. Oh, but we need to go to a song. I wanted to share that. So we will come back, and then after that song, we will continue. Welcome. We are down to our last session or section of our broadcast, but it was so powerful talking about relationships. Apostle Brian, I truly felt the Spirit of God on this message. You know, I just quickly wanted to share, you know, my mother was, she was a nurse. And she was a wonderful woman of God that loved people. And she would, we lived in Woodstock, and everybody knew her because she would help every person. She used to sometimes get the girls at the shop right there in Woodstock, get all their contraception. Then they wouldn't have to come and sit at the hospital. She would do people's dressings if they came from hospital.
In a free time.
That's how much she loved people and loved also being a nurse. You know, she would always go to people's homes that she heard were sick and went to go and check on them and take care of them. And so when she passed away, she had a huge funeral. On a Friday, even Muslim people that came and paid their respects on a Friday, which is their holy day, you know, they came. There were so much people that they were standing in the road because there was no more room in the church. And that was the impact she made. And because of her life and the seeds that she sowed, you know, most of my life, when they heard that she was my mom, I got a free passage. I got free advice. I got,
free,
you know,
gifts.
People that wanted to assist me so much quicker. I remember going to the APSA in Woodstock, and she banked at APSA, and this woman heard that, and we were busy with the funeral and the arrangements, and she had an APSA policy and all of that, and when she heard that it was my mother that passed away, you know, I did not have to sit in a lounge. She said, come, let me help you, come, let me assist you, one of the consultants there, and 1, 2, 3, I was assisted and helped, and that was a big portion of my life because of the seeds that my mother sowed, you know. And so I want to say today to someone, do not allow the enemy to isolate you. Do not allow the enemy to lie to you. You know, go and make right if there's been relationships, you know, in your life that has been broken, you know, things that has happened. Make haste to go and mend it. You know, make haste to go and ask for forgiveness. You know, mend those relationships that you know that it was a silly disagreement, that you know these people's hearts, that they are good people, that they do love you. Go and make haste to make it right. I promise you, you will be blessed by what God will do.
Yes, Pastor Tita, that is so powerful. I remember your mom, my mother-in-law, but she was not an in-law. I just cherished her as my own mother, because she was so good to me. And I remember on my turning into Christ, on the day of my salvation, I just experienced her love for me and how she always encouraged, and you know, and today we're serving God, you know, through that relationship. My yeah. God, when I stepped into your lives, you know, because of your mother and the way she handled me, because I was raucous, I was like, and I just want to say to someone today that I believe that God is going to reinstate everything Jesus that we have name. Lost in a previous season through a good, godly, covenant relationship. I want to speak name. So much Restore more on this, but I want to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Restore, I've got about a minute God. And a half over, but I want to pray. And just, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne of grace and mercy, Father. And Lord, just like you, my God, put it in the heart of King David to remember Mephibosheth, remember the good works and will of Jonathan. I pray right now, Father, Jesus, that you will begin to speak to people right now in the name of Jesus, that they will bring, that you will bring in their heart to remembrance, my Father God, of those loved ones that is still here, my God, and that they will begin to do good. I declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. I declare, Father God, increase. I declare, my God, open doors, new avenues. I declare territory, spaces and places, my God. I declare inheritances, my God. I declare, Father God, right now, Father God, a releasing of your grace and your mercy and your favor upon every ear that will hear this message in the name of Jesus. And I speak the blessing of a covenant relationship in the name of Jesus. And I speak the Abrahamic blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may he fill you with peace and joy in Jesus' mighty name. I prayed. Amen and amen, amen and amen. Thank you so
thank
very
you,
much.
Beloved.
Listeners, it's such a great
you.
Honor. May you have a fantastic day and know that you know that God is with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.